Idaho Public Television is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act with a sweeping hour-long look at Idaho's wild places. The program Outdoor Idaho traveled to all seven of Idaho's wilderness areas and two proposed wilderness areas to tell the story of the state's protected places. I recently spoke with Outdoor Idaho host and executive producer Bruce Reichert and retired IPTV general manager Peter Morrill, who worked on the project. Reichert says 50 years of wilderness is the most complicated and time-consuming show he's ever attempted.
When we decided to do this show, we could have flown over every one of these. We had the video, but we decided we really needed to make this an adventure and put some effort into it. So we actually visited each of these, several of these, for many days, in fact, several weeks. One of the things we did is we rafted the almost 50 miles of the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness with an outfitter. A couple of my colleagues actually hiked the entire width of the Frank Church Wilderness, starting in Big Creek. We really wanted to show Idahoans what they have, because this state has a wild heart that can kick your backside. And it's easy to forget, really, how wild Idaho is. You could be in the mall, you could be downtown, but you really only have to travel a couple of hours to get to land that was very similar to what it was in the days of the Corps of Discovery. You may think that the zeitgeist of this state is famous potatoes or high-tech or amazing ski hills, but if you haven't used the word wild or wilderness or freedom, you're really missing what I think this state is all about.
Peter, where did you go and what did you do? Which wilderness were you in?
For me, and I think for a lot of people, the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness is a place of mystery. It's so far away from everything. I went in from the west side. I came in from McCall, and that alone is a three-hour drive just to get to the edge of the wilderness on the west side, Big Creek. I had wanted to do this journey for many, many years, and when this wilderness program came up, I said, I want to volunteer my time. I want to take a camera along. So for me, it really was a journey of discovery and understanding and better appreciation for this absolutely unique and remarkable wilderness area, which is the second largest, I believe, in the lower 48.
How do you take all this footage from weeks in the wilderness and miles and pare it down to an hour? Is that hard?
It's the hardest thing that I do. It's the hardest thing that my colleagues do. It just eats you up for several weeks and months while you try to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. I work with some really wonderful, talented people who can take my words and surprise the heck out of me with what they're able to do with them, putting video and music and Nat sound together. And I really think it's one of the things that has endeared Outdoor Idaho to people. They see the artistry. They see the time involved in these things. This is not something you can do in a week's time. Each one of these pieces, I think viewers are going to see, is very spectacular and very different in its own way. We use the word unique way too much, but Idaho's wildernesses really are unique from each other and unique in their relationship to the rest of the country.
What do you hope folks come away with?
I hope that folks appreciate their state a bit more, that they understand their state a bit more. They can feel real proud of what Idaho and Idahoans have done over the years to protect these special places.
Bruce Reichert is the executive producer of Outdoor Idaho, and Peter Morrill is now a volunteer at Idaho Public Television. The hour-long special, 50 Years of Wilderness, airs this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Idaho Public Television.